Good morning. It is 8:41. Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Lots going on here in the state of Illinois. We've got a pandemic. We've got businesses wanting to be open, can't be open, although we're getting a little bit closer to opening up more a week from tomorrow. We've got a lot of money apparently all over the place that we're starting some new programs here. And joining us to talk a little bit more about it is 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson. Representative Swanson, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning.
Well, good morning. Great to be here. And always enjoy listening to you in the morning on my way to work, or if I'm in a tractor or combine or whatever, to catch up on the nightly news or the morning news of what occurred overnight or whatever may be coming up in for the day.
So, well, thank you. We appreciate you listening here as well. All right. Well, let's start. First off, I wanted to get to the state budget. And I know, over the years talking with Representative Moffitt before you, that, you know, we always talk about, well, the state law in Illinois is that you have to pass a budget every year. Not only do you have to pass a budget, it has to be a balanced budget.
Right.
And just doesn't look like it's very balanced. And not to mention the fact that we're relying on federal money that what are the chances of getting that? And what are your feelings about that anyway, that federal money coming? Because the president said, hey, we're not bailing states out, which I don't disagree with.
Right. And that's what we built the budget on, or was the budget was built on, was some hope that the money will come from the federal government. And, you know, there's certainly no obligation by the federal government to provide those dollars. You know, we do have promises, and there has been some money flowing in support of covering our expenses for the COVID virus. But anything above and beyond that is as we've planned this budget around, is hope. And I think one of the most disturbing part of this budget is the estimate was built in the March economy. And we all know what our unemployment was in March. We all know what our sales taxes were and how our businesses were thriving and people were at work. And that was the estimate it was built upon. And then COVID-19, and now we've lost a great deal of sales tax, fuel tax, all those taxes that go into our revenue stream. And just as we felt the pain at home, so is the state of Illinois. You wouldn't know it, but those pains are still there, too, that we've lost that money. You know, when was the last time you were able to go into a business and drop a quarter in those video gaming terminals? So all that revenue's gone. So, you know, that's the part. And then shifting the income taxes all the way to July, as we did, that money stream that usually comes in around the 15th of April is not there. And I've been working to try and get some of those, like our soil water conservation districts that are paid right after that April 15th, when those revenues come in, now that money's gone. So, you know, having to be creative in some of the ways that we're paying our bills through the state of Illinois right now. So yeah, it's all a difficult time. It's, you know, it's hard to believe that the budget we had in 2020, when we were doing a thriving economy, we actually increased the budget this year by $2 billion.
Wow. Well, and I think one of the issues, and has been the MO of this state for a long, long time, is the fact that new money, new programs, or new programs without new money, but there's never cuts. And I'm sorry, you can't tax your way to prosperity.
Absolutely. You can't continue to ask the taxpayers to write us another check. And I've used that line on the floor before and was chastised by the folks across the aisle. I said, yeah, I didn't come here to Springfield with my constituents giving me an open checkbook. That's just not the way I like to do business. And, you know, last year we had proposed some cuts in the agencies, and it was a agreed-to idea to cut the across board. And then if you recall back in April, there was a $1.5 billion increase in tax revenues because of the thriving economy. So those 15% cuts were pulled off the table, and a 15% increase in most state agencies occurred. So, yeah, we know how to spend money. We just don't know how to save money or cut money. And, you know, one of those other – you talked about new programs. The federal government has a new program this year that we're relying on, as you said, to fill that gap between the $6.2 billion difference between our revenues at $36.9 billion and our expenses at $42.7 billion. And that's the Federal Reserve offering loans to state governments. And our state's going to take take the president up on that offer, and we're going to borrow $5 billion over 10 years at a high interest rate because of our bond rating. And, you know, just imagine waking up with a $500 billion debt over the next 10 years that's going to be passed on to our children. You know, $5 billion over 10 years is just to pay the principal is $500 billion.
Wow. Just keep kicking the can.
Right. And on top of that, to fill that gap, as we said, we're going to bond out about $1.2 billion.
74th District State Representative Dan Swanson joining us here this morning. Do you ever, since you've been spending time in Springfield in the legislature, do you ever feel like you're spinning your wheels, or do you feel that it's like, yeah, there's a lot of statewide legislation that's never going to happen, either it's never going to get called to the floor, especially in the House, but sometimes either, or is it hey, I can concentrate on doing things for, if nothing else, for my district and still get some legislation passed?
Right, exactly. That's what I go to Springfield for, is to try and take care of the constituents of the 74th District. I'm very fortunate. I think in the 4 years now, I've been able to get 13, 14 pieces of legislation passed, from the spinal muscular atrophy testing for a local person here in Galesburg, to part of your family, to Lyme disease, to veterans bills, to several other pieces of legislation, license plates and things. So, you know, I'm proud of those accomplishments. And sometimes it's easy to get very frustrated, but, you know, you have to look at it from, there's 118 members, and every member wants to do what's right for their district. And I feel I'm representing my district, so that's how I continue to go to Springfield.
You know, we'll get into more a little bit about the whole COVID-19 pandemic and everything and how that's affected the state and some of the ancillary things that have happened with that. But there are some good things happening, and one of those is going to be, before we get into the $900 million, but there's some relief on the way through the LIHEAP program. Talk about what's going on with that and what people can expect.
Right. With the LIHEAP program, the governor just recently announced some legislation or some grant money that will be available. It's part of just want to make sure I get the right information here. It's part of a program to increase LIHEAP funding, which helps offset the cost for people who need assistance in paying their heating bills. And that program now is going to change from a 150% poverty level up to a 200% federal poverty level, which will increase those eligible to receive it. And I actually believe it starts kicking in, and sign up begins in July, if I remember right, July or August time frame. I'm sure if people read the local papers, they'll find out more information. But, you know, it's a special local interest. You might remember a couple years ago, the LIHEAP program really had a hiccup here locally.
Yeah.
When it changed from one contractor to another contractor. And that really caused a lot of hardship for people. But with this program now, it's going to be starting early and give people the opportunity to sign up early, too, for that.
So. And hopefully we'll be able to get somebody from Ameren in to talk a little bit more about that and get some details on sign up and everything for it as well.
Right. And, you know, with that state agency, too, that'll be handling that.
Dan Swanson, 74th District State Representative, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. All right. Well, let's get into about the whole COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, one of the things I keep wondering, is there anybody or any way that anybody calls out the governor on the fact that he's got one company owns and one he's got part ownership in that have developed tests for this? I mean, doesn't it seem like there's a little problem with that? It doesn't seem like anybody. I know we've talked about it. I'm sure there's other media outlets that have talked about it some, but it just doesn't seem now. People just kind of let that go.
Well, it's certainly been addressed, and we're always reminded that when you take state offices like that, that you set up a blind trust and you don't see what's going on. But a businessman like him, I'm sure he checks the stock market and checks what's going on in the world and with what's going on in the states. But, you know, we've challenged that from our standpoint, the GOP, and, you know, he's assured us it's all in a blind trust. And he doesn't see where that money is coming in or where it's going or who's getting contracts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and to that, I'm guessing you have gotten a whole bunch of calls from especially small business owners and those businesses that are not considered essential, and which, you know, to me, I don't know that there's a business out there that you could not make an argument that it's essential, whether it's to the owners and their family or to somebody else. I mean, so I'm sure this whole time you've gotten a lot of calls, and in a lot of ways your hands have been tied also,
right.
Though.
Right. They have been tied. And, you know, we look at the Webster Dictionary next year, there's going to be whole new definitions for what's the definition of essential.
Right.
What's the definition of Zoom? Zoom to me was a Zoom aircraft or Zoom car. Now we're doing Zoom conferences. But yeah, it's unfortunate. I've gotten a lot of calls from our small businesses. You might remember the Peoria had their central region plan that wanted to move the phases forward. A couple dozen of my colleagues and I, along with the Senate, each of us sent letters to the governor asking him to move those phases forward. And so far, we haven't had any responses to those requests. You know, it's just interesting some of the positions some of our small businesses are put in. You know, we can use the examples all day of, and I don't want to discredit Walmart. You know, they had the ability to remain open, but that shoe store here on Main Street that had the closure doors, but you go to a Walmart or a big box store to get those same shoes. And, you know, I was fortunate back in May to be able to get our greenhouses open. And, you know, I had people, those businesses call me and say, this is affecting me financially. And I knew I could not approach it to the governor about it being a financial situation, so I approached it from food insecurity. People plant gardens. They go to greenhouses to buy tomatoes. I approached it from the food accessibility. I also approached it from the mental health aspect, that people need to go out in their gardens right now and do things like that. Fortunately, we were able to get them open. You know, in the state parks, I tried hard to get our local state parks open, Snake River, and it just won't listen. But
and that's kind of the disappointing thing. Talking with 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson is the fact that, you know, this Heart of Illinois plan, of course, we have Mayor Pritchard on talking about it. Everything was following the governor's phases, all the aspects of that. It was just that we're already past where his timeline was, but yet the disappointing thing is, no answer. None of the mayor's got an answer. You haven't gotten an answer. I mean, what? There's just no, and with the state parks, no rhyme or reason. It's like, oh, yeah, this one, yes, this one, no, this one. It just, none of it makes any sense.
No, and we look at here in the 74th District, and we look here specifically in Knox County, the number of COVID cases has been extremely low. And some of those are majority, or not, I want to say majority, but some of them can be attributed to the Henry Hill Correctional Facility. But you know, they're doing a great job at the health department, the emergency management here in Knox County. They keep me posted on what's going on pretty much a daily basis. And my hat's off to the hours and the time they've been putting in doing their jobs. But, we don't – Knox County and our neighboring counties don't reflect what's going on in Chicago, Cook counties, and the collar counties. And that's what we've been arguing is we aren't Cook County. We are Knox County. We are rural Illinois. And let's look at it a little differently and give us a different view on how we should move forward.
Yeah. And again, businesses, I mean, there's not much you could do if they want to do. I mean, we've seen some recently in Peoria with some restaurants and, you know, one that decided, well, let's go ahead and stop doing what we were doing. Some are still doing it. But I think we're to the point now that we're close enough to a week from tomorrow that's like, okay, probably shouldn't bother now. Why rock the boat? Let's just wait this thing out another week.
Well, I would like to rock that boat.
Yeah.
I would like to rock the boat just as I did on the House floor a month ago, is where's the plan at to move to phase four? Where is that plan? How do our businesses open up? When it comes midnight on the 25th, our businesses are going to want to open up at 12:00 or 12:01.
Right.
That next day, or at least by 8:00 that morning. What is the plan for me to open my restaurant so I can serve people inside? Because just like this Saturday, what a great weekend. I enjoy. I drive around my district on the weekends, and I stop at places and eat outside just to enjoy the outside area. But it's going to be raining this weekend. What's that going to do to our businesses that have set up little eating areas outside with the rain coming in? They're going to lose 1/7 of their income for that month. And it's even worse than that. But, you know, where is the plan for our businesses? Where are the plans for our nursing homes? My gosh, I get calls, my 103-year-old mother, I haven't seen her, and I want to just give her a hug. You know, they can't do that. And, you know, there's got to be precautionary ways that we could accommodate those. And, you know, here the last week, I've been working, I had a phone call. Swimming pools are open, but I can't swim at Oak Run's several acre lake.
Right, yeah. What sense does that make?
Yeah. There's so much inconsistency and not much logic goes into this. But, you know, once again, I'm asking the governor, where is his plan? And I was at a school board meeting last night. Where is a plan for our schools to open up, Illinois State Board of Education? You know, it may seem like months away from you, but that planning cycle for the next school year started 3 months ago when we designed our calendars. Yeah. And our sports programs and all those programs are going to occur, and the music programs that happen, our bands and things. And, you know, where is that plan? And if you're relying on the science, well, science is predictable, but where is that plan?
And a lot of that science has been wrong throughout this whole thing, too, is part of the problem.
Correct. And we've asked for that science, and the governor has been reluctant and non-compliant and showing us where his science is coming from.
Real quickly here, 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson joining us here this morning. So, hey, this is all great. $900 million, rent support, business relief, all that here in the state of Illinois. That's great. But coming from a state who's already in debt, where's this coming from? Where are we getting $900 million for, again, great that we want to help people out and give some relief, but we're already in the hole here, and does he have a plan? Does he say where that's coming from, or is he relying on this, you know, the fair tax, getting that into effect or something?
Well, you know, not knowing exactly where that $900 million was coming out of our pockets, no matter how we look at it, some of that could be coming from the federal CARES Act, which most likely it is. But there again, it's a hope that we see that money, that it does come in. And certainly we know we have people in need of it. We have people that are struggling. But certainly, and that's one of my daily tasks, is helping people on IDES, the Illinois Department of Employment Services, to get people, because that's where a lot of those struggles come, is they applied back in March for unemployment, but here it is in July, or almost July, and haven't seen a payment yet. So I'm encouraging people to call my office. We've got a great person who helps us do that. But, you know, that's where some of that disconnect is they may be struggling paying the rent, but maybe it's because the state has failed them dramatically on their unemployment securities. And because there are so many different ways of receiving unemployment now, that's above and beyond we've ever seen in the past.
State Representative Dan Swanson, 74th District, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News as we get ready to wrap things up. Dan, anything else that we need to know with going in? Well, when's the next session get underway?
Next session, scheduled session, is November. When we go into what's called veto session.
Right.
So now it's constituent services and getting out to the area as much as I can, going to farmers markets, getting out to see people. And now normally it's historical is the time we start writing our plans and legislation for next year. And I've got a couple ideas for some legislation next year.
And with the election in November, is there actually going to be a referendum on this quote-unquote fair tax? Is that actually going to be something we vote on this time?
Yes, that'll be something that we'll go to the polls to vote on, or vote by mail. You know, that's a whole new program too. Yeah. You know, not the vote by mail program isn't really something new. We've been able to do that for a long time with absentee ballots, early voting, and those type of things. But what's the most disturbing part about this, and I know you've talked to Scott about that, is the cost it's pushed onto our county governments to mail out those applications, and the cost put on the state of Illinois when the Secretary of State follows up with all those applications. That used to be an expense paid for by the candidates. You know, Governor Pritzker spent millions of dollars on his vote-by-mail campaign out of his own pocketbook. Somehow, that's been shifted now, where those costs have been put on the backs of our constituents. And last night, as I was at that board meeting, I reminded that superintendent, you know, you may have to adjust your 2021 calendar, because now election day is a school holiday.
Yeah.
This year only.
Yeah. we could go a long time about that one too, but right. There's that, yeah, the quote unquote fair tax. Look into that. Right. Look into that, and there's a little word that will be next to it that's spelled N-O. I'm just saying. it's a suggestion. I'm not telling you how to vote, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. It'll be on the ballot. You know, of course, there were several other constitutional things. Maybe term limits would have been a nice constitutional vote, possibly, or a fair mapping might have been a good constitutional question to ask. But no, we get the one that...
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Representative Dan Swanson representing the 74th District here in the state of Illinois. Dan, thank you so much for taking some time with us. We need to do this a little bit more often now.
Absolutely. Anytime. Try and make it down. And I enjoy coming to the studio and doing this as opposed to trying to do it by phone when it works out. And like I said, I enjoy listening to you folks in the morning. The both of you, I get educated every time I listen to you, whether it's sports
that,
or
that scared
news
us when you told us that.
Whatever the case may be.
I don't know what you're looking for. First time I heard that one.
Are you saying I have pretty low education standards?
well, maybe that's it. Maybe you're already higher. You're just getting things from places you've never expected.
You're just being nice.
Dan, again, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you very much. Have a great day, everyone.